Hello, everybody. Man, it's been a minute. I have not talked to you guys, and yeah, it's been some time. I'm sorry about that. That is kind of my fault. And, you know, just been basically working on different things, working on me, working on family issues, and with everything going on in the pandemic, I think that you should definitely accept my apology. Well, if you don't know by now, this is DJ Fluff 313, aka this is the DJ Fluff Random Show. When basically I come up with random stuff and we gonna ramble about it, and that's gonna be the funnest thing ever today. So, with that being said, excuse me, I am moving randomly spots. I had to take the Anchor app off my phone, and I basically had to take it, and I got me a tablet now, and now we're here on the tablet, and we're doing our doggone thing. So, today, I was coming to you with two major things. One is a topic that makes me like, ugh, can't stand it, and another is a topic I love. Let me tell you why I love it, because I'm a sandwich this in. I got a new album coming out. What? Look at this. It comes out on my birthday. Not only do it come out on my birthday, it comes out September 21st, if you don't know my birthday. The name of the album is Neon Spaghetti. A lot of people are like, what? Neon? It actually, it says that in the beginning of the album. What? Neon Spaghetti? Oh, I love that. Oh, so weird. It literally said this. And here's an Arabian girl. I was talking to her on live. And literally she was talking about that. And I just took my part out. And recorded her part. So, whatever. It was fun. With that being said, the reason why I call it Neon Spaghetti is because a while ago, On my last birthday, we had a thing called an odd cookout at my house. So it was like a big family get together, and we have this all the time usually. And what it was is we bring food that's slightly that you never really bring to a cookout, and are either some other type of fruit that nobody really know, or something else. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's gonna be always chicken. It's gonna be chicken there. It's going to be some type of fruit bowl there. That's always guaranteed. With that being said, what happens is my wife cooked some spaghetti. And I was like, yo, make it pink and blue and stuff. And she actually made it them colors. Just with a little bit of food dye. And it was actually the life of the party. This was good as hell. So we started talking about it. Talking about we made some neon spaghetti. First it said rainbow spaghetti, but nah, we said neon spaghetti, and it stuck with me, and I literally made it because the fact is, it was such a good dish, and it was such a conversational piece, and I said, you know what, I think this time I'm going to have a lot more people, like almost like a family, get together featured on this album, so I'm going to name my album Neon Spaghetti, and that's what I actually did. So, very, very, very good album. Still produced by Titan Records and everything else. But one other thing. I know that I just jumped from that conversation to another one. Now it's time to get on something else right now. I don't even like this conversation. It's a little weird. But what is up with Netflix cuties right now? Everyone is talking about it, and I don't want to watch it because I don't want to support it. But I seen small bits and pieces that people are jamming and throwing all over the internet. And it is not for nobody. This is not right. It's almost like... It's like if some 11-year-old starts singing the song Wamp And it's like, yo, everybody know what that is. No. And they don't hurl no words out or nothing. It's just bad. You know what I'm saying? It's just bad. Now, back in the day, a long time ago, let's just say the twerking dance, right? The twerking dance was considered from like African and tribal dance. And not only just that, back then when they did that, it wasn't really sexualized. They seen it like, okay, women got hips and everything else, but it was fully covered. It was another type of style besides just all gyrating. And over here in the West, we basically took that and we just made it a whole separate thing. You know what I'm saying? Blame Miley Cyrus on it. But what we did, we just took that whole concept and made it what it really wasn't. And it makes me mad because it's like anything that got something to do with the booty, even sitting down, can probably be over-sexualized one way or the other if you do it. If you make it that way, you know what I'm saying? If that was what you're trying to do, you can make it over-sexualized. But with the cutie thing, is they using the twerk part of the over-sexualized and everything else into this movie, far as I seen, because I have not seen it and I am not going to see it. I can talk all the junk I want to. I just know it's wrong. It's wrong. You know what I'm saying? It is. Now, hold on. Let me get this straight also. When you see those pageant moms and they have the pageant clothes and this little skimpy outfits and stuff like that, nah, I disagree on that a little bit too. Oh, look, now hear me out. As a parent, I even have a son, but still, as a parent and someone with nieces, you know what I'm saying? When they do certain things, like even like, let's just say if my niece was on the cheer team, nah, if you took different men there and this little girl, now statistics say every 32nd person has pervert tendencies almost. And it's like when you have that in your head, just thinking about it, just real quick, just thinking about it, somebody that see this is not looking at it the way you're looking at it. A lot of times, normal people will look at it, oh, okay, entertainment, go little girls, do your thing. Another person looking at it like it's really a entertaining in another type of way, I can basically say. With that being said, this movie is basically the same thing. And even the pageant girl stuff is a little bit like, it's probably some people looking at it legitimately like, all right, she's doing her thing, she's strutting her stuff, okay. That's cool, but also, is can be looked at in another type of way, and that's bad. You know what I'm saying? But to publicize it and make a movie out of it, basically targeting the people. Now I'm gonna drop a name real quick. But it's still some other stuff. You ever heard of NAMBLA? NAMBLA is the International Boy Lover Association. And they literally mean boy. These are grown men that kick it with little kids. And they have a website. And you have to be a member to get in. And it's totally legal in the United States to join this website. Now, this is the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my life. You mean to tell me that we busting people for DUIs and everything else, but no one's talking about these guys? Even South Park did something on them. Oh, they was mad about South Park. And that's actually what I found out about them. And somebody told me, like, that's real and everything else. And we started looking it up. Now, with all these kids being going missing and things of that nature, and we're not looking at being perverse as a disease, as a mental issue, as a certain, as a problem like we definitely used to back then. This can become an issue because we always wanted to just be politically correct instead of correcting what's actually wrong nowadays. And it's like, dude, so many people walk on eggshells when it comes to so many different conversations with it literally should be something to talk about and express, but not to everybody. Sometimes your business is your business. But when your business can damage the mind frame of a child, that's when it should be an issue. Grown people, they live through certain things. They know what's up and everything else. But a child, let them be innocent as far as they can be. Now, that is my point, my views on this situation. I definitely think that they need to cancel, not Netflix, but cancel this show. Because if you really want to know, there's a lot of people making shows for Netflix. Not a lot of directors, a lot of writers, a lot of everybody. So, now, one more thing too. Now, I'm not quite sure is this true or not, but it's kind of crazy because in 2020, it's been so much going on that I think certain things slid up under the rug. Now, in France, this, I don't know if it's true. Please look it up if you get a chance to. France supposedly lowered the consent rate to 15. Now, look. I didn't directly look this up. Somebody was looking it up as I was on the phone with them, and they gave me the information. I said, what? Get out of here. And I was too lazy to get out of bed to even look it up myself on the laptop. And I was on the phone with them, so I'm like, I'm not about to put it on speakerphone. So look, they was reading it on the internet. They read it to me and everything else. Now, do me a favor. If you can, please look that up and try to do the research on your own. If you feel like, boy, well, that's France. So it's like, yeah, you can't really boycott too much, but just know that I think the world is really coming to something else, and they're sliding things under our eyes, and a lot of people are letting these people do what they want to do, and after a while, we don't really want to make this the new norm. So if you do have kids, hold them close and make sure you know everything. And if your kid's going on a date, oh my goodness, you better question that guy he or she going on a date with. You need to know everything. Who's your mama? Who's your daddy? Where you live? What grade you in? What you like to do? Where you see yourself in 5 years? You know, the whole nine. I don't care what it is. 100. My mom told me something about my grandma that I never knew. When she was growing up, my mom's lived with my grandma. But she said every time she went on a date or something, they didn't dock that door. They didn't go out. They didn't leave until my grandma asked 100 questions in 10 minutes. That's what my mama called it. 100 questions in 10 minutes. And some of the questions, some of the answers my grandma wrote down. She said, guess what? I'm going to see my grandbaby again. That's what she said. And it's not overprotective. It's actually being responsible as a parent. Now, with that being said, y'all have to be responsible and definitely buy my new album. You know what I'm saying? You see how I threw that plug right back in there? This is why this is a random show, because I can talk and next thing you know, go into one thing and think about something at the same time. My mind, I swear, runs on three things at one time. I don't know if nobody else does that, but it's very quick and it's satisfying to me. I like it. You know what I'm saying? I get stuff done. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do it. But with this being said, I definitely want to let y'all know that I do have a single that is out now. I did the single with a great friend of mine, Baymar. It's called Money Now. It's DJ Fluff featuring Baymar, Money Now. This is the first fusion of more of a techno style and a Chicago step style and a EDM shuffle style all mixed into one song. I know. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. What? Look at this. And that's actually the thing I was going at. And with something that can definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's just repetitive, lyrics and everything else. I love it. I love it. P.S. On a thing, it was a part in there that, so it's like, it goes, my bae's making money now, and repeat that a couple times in a great, great fashion. And my part, I had a part on there. I make songs different. I swear I do. I had a part on there that that was saying like Cash App, such and such, and somebody was like, Venmo, the wallet, right? But I never use Venmo. So I was like, what else is it besides Cash App? And they told me the other stuff, and they said Venmo. I said, Venmo, okay. So I get on the thing. Now, I heard of the video website called Vimeo, and I literally said, instead of Venmo, I said Vimeo. And it was up there all the way until the last 3 days of when I was about to drop the single. And my cousin said, hey, bro, what's Vimeo? I said, yeah, you know, the money thing you was talking about. He said, no, I said Venmo. I said, what? You mean tell me that I'm this close to dropping this single and I literally made a mistake on it? And that's the fun thing about music, because I can laugh about that part. And I really only told y'all about that. So look, after a while, people are going to start noticing it. But still, if you can make money on Vimeo some type of way, I'm about to find out so I can justify that line just by myself. Well, this has been your boy, DJ Fluff 303. Definitely go check out Money Now. You can check that out at djfluff313.com. It's right there on the front page. That's djfluff313.com. Plus, P.S., please follow me on social media, mostly Instagram. I think I got a little Instagram addiction. DJ Fluff is at djfluff313. Everything is djfluff313. That's everything. So it's djfluff313.com. At DJFluff313, I'm on Up Live, I'm Live Me, I'm on Spoon now, which I didn't do anything on there yet, but definitely follow me on there. Thank you so much, and now I'm back. So every now and then, I'll be back recording, doing a podcast. Thank you guys so much. I miss y'all too, I swear I do. I don't even feel like going. It's almost 18 minutes, and I still don't feel like going. But yeah, definitely check my album out, Neon Spaghetti, also. You guys have a great one. Be safe out there.